It is now 8:23 and 86 degrees in downtown Fairhope. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Adrian Clow, Marketing Director of the Eastern Shore Arts Center, joining us this morning. Good morning, Adrian.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Welcome back. It's these monthly interviews when you realize how time flies.
I know.
Didn't we just do July 1st Friday?
I know.
And here we are again with an exciting new exhibit tonight.
Yes.
Art Squared.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
Sure. So this is actually our fourth annual time doing this exhibit. It's a fundraiser for the Art Center. We're a nonprofit, so this is a fundraiser that we've been doing ever since COVID as a way to do an online auction to reach out to people while they were stuck at home and still support the Art Center while our doors were closed.
It.
Exactly. And it was just so fun to do that we just kept on. So we reached out to 24 artists, and they are all doing 12 by 12 squared pieces. And I will actually be hanging them all this morning when I get back to the Art Center in the foyer. So they'll all be in a grid of 24 pieces.
Okay.
It looks really cool because it's all the pieces are completely different subject matter, different mediums.
So their only rule was it was a 12 by 12 piece.
Yep. And we provide the canvas, and it's I say canvas, but it's more of like a panel, and it's got a deep edge to it. So they can either use the front, or they can turn it around and use the back and kind of use it as like a shadow box and create a 3D piece inside of it.
Interesting.
So as long as it's contained in that square, they can go crazy with it.
But we can't buy it tonight. We bid on them.
You can bid on it, yes. So it's an online auction, and bidding starts tonight at 6 p.m., and it will actually go through the month, and it will end on next Art Walk, September 1st at 7 p.m. So you have a whole month to bid, and you don't have to. What's great about being online, you don't have to be a Fairhope local. You can bid from California if you want to, and we can ship it out to you in September. So that's why we love doing it. It reaches out to a larger demographic. So
sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's going to be debuted tonight at the Arts Center. Your Art Walk open house is 6 until 8 p.m. Tell us what else is happening.
So we've got free refreshments. Like Lori mentioned earlier, we've got live music with Kathy Brumbeck. She plays the piano. Before I forget and move on, our art auction is actually sponsored by M&M Bank, our local Fairhope bank. So thank you so much to Merchants and Marine. And I've actually, if you do follow along with us on the website, I have a list of all the artists that are participating in Art Squared, and that link will go live today.
I like that, because you may have a favorite artist that you want to grab. Oh, I see you did one.
Yes,
I see your name.
I finished mine last night. You know I procrastinate.
What is your picture of?
So I did a female portrait with a couple of 3D elements on the frame side of the sides. So it's kind of interesting.
All right.
But like I said, Hannah Legg is one of the artists. She's been working on a couple of murals around town. So it's a lot of different people that have different art forms.
She's coming in to see us next week.
Is she really?
She's coming in Tuesday in Swap Shop, because there's been so much talk about her her huge portrait or mural that's going up on the side of Rotolo's over there.
She's awesome. She actually, we just commissioned her to do some really crazy stickers for the Art Center that are like these holographic cicadas. So really excited to have those in the gift shop tonight too. So she's been a busy bee, to say the least.
Interesting. And then do you have the others are returning exhibits?
Yes.
So if you missed last week, because it would rain, last month. We had a good crowd despite the rain. I was surprised.
We really did. Mm-hmm.
So you can see the same exhibits, including Conversations with Gary Chapman.
Mm-hmm. And he is a painting professor from UAB. And so he's traveled down from Birmingham with this amazing show. He's got these four pieces that are about 8 feet tall. It might even be bigger than that, actually, now that I think about it. But he's got these two huge depictions of Frankenstein, the monster Frankenstein, and his bride. That, like, right when you walk in, there are these cool
statement
black
pieces.
And white statement pieces.
Yeah.
Yeah, that look like they're made from old, like, refrigerator doors. They still have the handles on them. They're super cool. But he will be returning. He's in our big gallery, Gary Chapman. And then we also have Maria Spees. She is our pottery studio director and pottery instructor. She has been creating pottery for the past 50 years.
These are beautiful pieces.
Yes.
You can look along with us if you go to esartcenter.org and then we clicked on exhibits.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And current.
That is right.
And she does some beautiful, just more traditional art, pottery work. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so her exhibit is The Lives We Live with Clay. So this is her 50th anniversary as being a potter in our area. So definitely check that out. She has a signature blue glaze that she uses on a lot of her pieces that she has created mm-hmm. herself. So it's really beautiful. And then our last but not least exhibit is Kinetic Art. It's pieces by Kevin Switzer. He is downstairs in our courtyard gallery.
These are the ones that move.
Yes. Yes. And so we have fans hooked up behind each and every piece because they are all wind-powered sculptures. So they are propelled by... the fans will propel some of the wheels behind the pieces to mm-hmm. then propel like other sections of the piece. So like the one on the website is Woody from Toy Story strumming a guitar because he's powered by something in the back. So it's really cool.
It is. I'm glad that's back so people get to see it.
Yeah, exactly.
people get to see it again that may have missed
mm-hmm.
it. All right, so that's tonight, 6
yes.
until 8 p.m. Still free admission.
Still free admission, and our art walk is sponsored by Bar Group Mortgage, so that allows us to have free admission, refreshments, live music. So please stop by. You can learn about other things that are going on in the Art Center, like our workshops going on throughout the year. I think our next one is called it's a batik workshop. It's a kind of a painting relief workshop. It's in August. Gosh, it's hard to believe that we're already in August. I'm like, it's in August. It's it's August 4th.
I said that yesterday. I'm like, next month. Oh, wait.
It's here. So we've got that in August 12th through 13th with Jan Wilkin. August 18th through 19th, we've got a photography workshop called Think Before You Click with Jesse Patterson. August 26th, I've got a workshop called Intro to Wood Burning, and that's with Daniel Bertinolli. And then actually, hard to believe, our summer classes are going on right now, but our fall classes begin September 18th that week. So that should all be up on the website now too. So if you are looking forward towards fall classes, you can look at what we have to offer. So I think, gosh, I'm trying to think if there's anything else that we've got going on. If you want to become a member, that's all on the Art Center website as well. We have different levels of membership. Artist levels get you discounts on those classes that I mentioned, discounts in the gift shop. We have
and then the opportunity to display mm-hmm. your work.
Exactly. So we have a member sales gallery that changes out every month. That'll be up tonight if you want to check that out to get a kind of an idea of what it looks like. And then we've got our open show in November that you can participate in if you're a member, our jury shows in March. So there's tons of opportunities out there as an artist. So
very
you can
good.
Either stop by or check out our website.
And if you're having a baby shower or
yes.
some type of an event, don't forget, you can actually rent a gallery.
Yes, please.
For your special event.
Mm-hmm. We are actually working, I think, right now with a junior auxiliary group. They're going to start having monthly meetings with us at the Art Center once a month, like on Wednesday nights. So it's a perfect opportunity. Even if you have a smaller group,
mm-hmm.
you don't have to rent the whole facility. You can just kind of
right.
do the one gallery.
Just like we did. A baby mm-hmm. shower for my grandson,
yes.
my son and daughter-in-law. And,
so
hey, except for a few, it's a boy decoration.
Oh, no.
Didn't
right.
have to decorate because,
exactly.
y'all, you know, the walls are already beautiful. So.
Exactly. Thank you so much.
it was a great opportunity and a lovely facility. So I want people to realize it's available. So they can go to esartcenter.org mm-hmm. or they can call
928-2228.
928-2228.
Mm-hmm. It's very similar. I'm actually looking at it. There's a post-it with your number on it right in front of me. So I was like, okay, don't look at that as
yeah.
I'm saying.
We used to get, not as often anymore, but we mm-hmm. used to get calls quite a
from
bit
the
for
center.
The Art
Center.
For the Art Center, because ours is 9228. But y'all are 928-2228.
Right.
All right. Thank you, Adrian.
Thank you, as always.
And just as always, we are open here as well from 5:30. We want folks to have a chance to make it to both places until at least 8 or 8:30. Mm-hmm. And we have a guest author, Deborah Hackbarth, who has written the Glisten Trilogy, three separate books highlighting the Fairhope Dragon, along with a companion coloring book for all ages. So she will be joining us tonight. She also does some artwork that she'll be bringing. We'll have mm-hmm. wine and refreshments as well. So come by and see us at 9 North Church Street And our neighbors at the Kiln next door, the Pottery Studio, are also having a special open house as well. All right. Awesome. Thank you, Adrienne.
Thank you so
much. We will
much.
See you next First Friday, which Yay! Will be here before we know it.
Yeah.
If you missed part of this interview, you want to tell a friend, you can listen to it later at WABF1480.com.